of Murray. Sig of Yeledus, giving birth, is Matzav of Koch Nefesh. The Mishvur is down from our Rav, from Magen Mishnah, but even though it's a Kshash Rochok, Chazal still gives it together of Koch Nefesh. The words of the Mishavua, even one in a thousand, the Maisa, not lead to Matzav of Sakono, of Koch Nefesh. The way our Badna brings down is Manenu, he says that 7.7 out of 100,000 people lead to Sakono or die. So Maisa means Bizmana Chazal went from a tenth of a percent to also less than a hundredth of a percent lead to this Matzav. The Maisa Sakal Soif is Manenu, still. We give it a get of a matz koch nefesh, as chash rochot. Of course, that reason will lead on to chumras that by a regular case of koch nefesh will be more makelim. Mashing can be led, and so we'll have more chumras to it. But abada, even with manenu, even though the number is a hundredth of a percent, is in nechum this get of zikana, the maestak will say, we have a get of koch nefesh. Therefore, the loch will be lesam dam recha, bechai behem, kudoimo, and therefore during the week you have to go mizaris, shol, shay chutomim. And if you love Mechal Shabbos, be mitzvah to Mechal Shabbos. Mishnah Dav Kufchav Chesav Beis brings down that says a person cannot be miyaled a behemah on Shabbos, but can be melamed an isha. Now, giving birth to an isha in and of itself, we see this on the simin, is lav dafka with any yisr, no derabbanan, no deraisa, but behemah mitzatir cholukura. But by a case of, we see by a nachri, by a kusis, the Pashkim is saying clearly the kusis no issa even giving birth to them. The mice are not oikadav mgduloi, they're already coming out. There's no issa going on over here. But what is negaya is the other things that are helping out the procedure, in most cases, letting in there, or other inyonim, but the giving birth per se isn't, but the procedures around it can be affect the uber or the ledes. Therefore, the nichol negedav kroch nevish. Negaya to ledes to different levels. If someone who already hit the ninth month, then there could be a person right before has contractions, then this person is mamish giving birth, and then there's afterwards. The similar Shulchan Aruch seems to also go in this order, the place can go in this order, so try to follow this order. What do with the state of giving birth? First, get to the ninth month, what should you do? So the Mogarvam starts off, since Yilav Mechal Shabbos, therefore he quotes the Sefer Chassidim and says, once you hit the ninth month, you should prepare whatever you can not to Mechal Shabbos. You should prepare yourself. They say, Bizmanenu, what's that negaya to? For example, let's say you have your car, you drive to the hospital, well, you open up the car door, the light's going to go on, light, let's say it's a heat light, negaya in the deraisa. What you should do before Shabbos, disconnect the light. Disconnect the light, why? Because whatever you can do, make sure that Mechal Shabbos, there's no tzarech pashas at all for that light. You should make sure to disconnect that light. Whatever you can do before Shabbos, should prepare for Shabbos. You need to pack your things and take them to the hospital. Make sure you have one bag that has things that are not muks inside, things that are all your tzarechim that you need. Another bag you put inside your camera that you want, other things you want, your pelafel l'chur, you'll have to put even in your muksa bag. Even your, you'll have to take it on Shabbos, it could be negat in the, of koch nefesh, so your pelafel could be special, klisha makhla isser, l'chur you'll have to take, and it might be negat of koch nefesh, but things that are not negat, you should pack yourself two bags, says this for based on anything that a person really needs, a person should do, that means also they point out, if you really learn the sugya, get the ninth month, sit down with your wife, take out the numerous swarm, or have another dafka swarm with your wife, take out the new staff example has three pages of the kits of what to do practically. Sit down with your wife, go through what has to be done. They get it to the ninth month. They say if you have to call a doctor, call an ambulance, you should put on speed dial. Therefore, instead of pushing seven buttons, you push it on one button, and therefore you can go on one button and get it for Shabbos. I can't get involved with maybe just pushing your phone only your buttons, maybe you don't have to. But these are different yonim v'oid, when again, people who live in Beit Shemesh, or Kiryat Sefer, or Kedaim, or that's get to a hospital, they have to learn the sugya of tchumim, and again, what they can take out of the tchum, what they cannot take out of the tchum. Not that simple to be moisif and shurim. The get to tchum is not that simple, again, not a get to me, and most of the people here, but most people who live in Kiryat Sefer and Beit Shemesh, they know, they have to know what they'll have to take with them in their bag to the hospital. That's what the Mogavam Maisa says. What a person should do, he prepare himself everything he needs, not to Mechal Shabbos. Now, once that's so, a person has to prepare himself whatever he needs. What is that keter? Not to Mechal Shabbos. For example, I live in Hanof. I usually go to the hospital Shari Tzedek. Fine, it's the chum, not a problem. I know of an apartment right next to Shari Tzedek. Well, even I don't know one, but I'm sure they rent out apartments over there. Do I have to pay money? I should not be driven in a car or an ambulance or a tzala to the hospital Shari Tzedek. I should get an apartment right by Shari Tzedek. pay every Shabbos $100, $200 to live right next to Shari Tzedek, should not be Mechal Shabbos. Why? Says the Maravam, should prepare everything, whatever you need, not to Mechal Shabbos. Lechura, any person who lives, whether it's Mucheved or Maldafi, whether it's to Shari Tzedek or to any Bikur Cholim, lechura, why don't you have a person have a chiyuv to go rent an apartment and be as close as possible to the place, based upon this Maravam, should not lead to Chil Shabbos? So first they point out, where's the Mamukh of this Mogan Avram, and how to apply this Mogan Avram. They point out, that this Mogan Avram, they say, Chassidim. First they say, very clearly, we don't have Meshavua says it over. He does not say exactly like, he switched the words around. He does not say how the Mogan Avram says it. He starts off, L'chein minaroi. It's not something you have to, it's minaroi. It's something that's fit to do. The words of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Toyiv Lazar, it's a good thing to do. The words of Aruch Shulchan, it says, Chassidim v'anshei ma'iso. So again, so this Sefer Chassidim Mogan Avraham is saying it's Roy, not Mechal Shabbos, 100% it's Roy. And therefore, they bring down the Chanish, told people, if you can rent an apartment in the hospital, you should do that. You should do that. But Vali, you don't have to. You don't have to. Now the question is, where is the Ma'amok coming from that you should, and what is the Gedarim? Because they're coming from two separate sugyas. There's a sugya in the Gemara Nido, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing Chassidim HaRishonim, the words of Gemara, Chassidim HaRishonim. They would make sure that wives will not become pregnant to Mechal, that will give birth on Shabbos. In those days, it seemed that a person will be pregnant 9 full months, 271 days, 272, 273, but only it's always 271 plus the amount of days it takes to be killed in Zerah, exactly 9 months. Therefore, the Gemara brings out, Chassidim Rishonim will not have Tashmish, only from Yom Revi'an onwards, but much Shabbos, Lel Alf, Lel Beis, they will not have Tashmish, because if you would have in those days, it's Shayach to give birth on Shabbos, and then you'll Mechal Shabbos. That means 9 months earlier, the Chassidim HaRishonim were worrying and making sure, like the same Chassidim, not Lita Matzkoch Nefesh, which they have a right to, as Hutcho or Tchuyo Negeti Yeledes. They tried not to go do that. They point out the words of the Gemara is Chassidim HaRishonim. That's where the words of the Aruch Hashul, Chassidim HaAnshei Ma'aseh. And therefore the Pesukim is saying that the same Chassidim is really getting it from one Ma'amokim is that it's something it's right to do. 100% is right. Do you have to avad or not? About 9 months before you don't have to, that month you don't have to, that's clear why you don't have to. But again, if you can, you should. If it's not Tircha, go away for Shabbos, close to the hospital, you should. That's one Ma'amokim. A second Ma'amokim, there's a Gemara by us on Shabbos, after you test from an Aleph, the Gemara over there says that a person should not be mafligim besvino before Shabbos. A person cannot go on a boat before Shabbos. The moment that we show them, there's a mafligim exactly why, Mishnevua and Reish Memchaz, where it's brought down a locha, is a whole entire simile by going on a boat before Shabbos. Mishnah brings down the 5 different reasons, and Lalach we pass through a chosh of all 5 reasons. That's an A reason. But Mishnah brings down 5 different reasons why you cannot go in a boat Erev Shabbos. One reason, the Rif, the Rambam says, it's Mevatl Yo'inig. You go in the boat, you lead to a Sisek, you end up being a Sisek. Therefore, you take away your Oinig Shabbos. Oinig Shabbos could be the Reisel, the Chol Poplis, Diva Kabbalah, Mevatl Oinig Shabbos. Therefore, you cannot go 3 days before it. The second reason, from other Rishonim, as we said, is lita matkoch nefesh. If you go on a boat, it's very dangerous. You're putting yourself in a matzav, you might have to mechal Shabbos. And since you're putting in a matzav, you might have to mechal Shabbos, 3 days before Shabbos, which already created him this amount of Shabbos, the person cannot put himself in that matzav. Therefore, they discuss, for example, for the person, let's say they want to have a surgery, any surgery, or you let us schedule for a C-section. I have a sister who was once scheduled for a C-section. The doctor went over to her and gave her 3 days. Thursday, I remember Thursday was one of them, Sunday was another one, and I think it was Monday. So it was 3 different days. Come on the place and discuss, you have a date, which one to pick? Which date should you pick? Which date negate any surgery, any selective surgery, any post-nefesh surgery? If you have any date, it's not negate, not going to affect you at all. Do you have, what date to pick? So they said, based upon the situation, beginning on the place, from the Chor, you should not pick Thursday. Thursday is 3 days before Shabbos, therefore you should pick Sunday, Monday. Two different reasons, I say. One reason Mevatel Oinig Shabbos, you have surgery on Thursday, come Shabbos, you're out of it. One reason Mevatel Oinig Shabbos. The second reason, you can be a Matgoch Nefesh, you're right to Mechal Shabbos, when it comes Shabbos. So the reason that by Mefligh Mitzvin, they point out the same 2 reasons I mentioned, the 5 reasons, but two reasons. One Mitzad Oinig, one Mitzad Gekos to Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Nefesh, you have once that head that you have, you should not put yourself in that matzav, and therefore any selective surgery or any C-section, you should make sure it should not be done 3 days before. And 3 days, my colleagues, Mr. Brewer says either it's Wednesday or Thursday. Fine, in this case, we say it's again, it's Thursday. Therefore, Thursday or Friday, a person should not have surgery, and should, why? Well, can lead to matzav, mevatel, oinig Shabbos, all lead to the matziv of a kof nefesh. Now they do discuss other cases, how to apply these gedorim to a person fly on Thursday to America, we get to Shabbos, you have jet lag. So my city, can you fly to America? Dare you tell a vali latim welcome mitzvah to America, that those one time you can't. Then the sugya pashas you can't. But those are different shals, how to apply it. If you get to us, or your letters, or a C-section, if you have a time when to schedule, you should make sure it be done on Sunday, not Thursday. If so, so one reason mitzad in of us, chassidim rishonim, exactly going to the hospital, renting an apartment over there, find it's a chumim ba'alma. But mitzad the sugya mafligim b'srino aspect of farshim, that's halach and shulchan aruch. That's the chiyuv. You cannot go on a boat 2 days before and 3 days before and will lead to much kof nefesh. If so, what's my head to stay home? What? Oh, well, that's good. That's the question. Those are the cash they ask. Everyone discusses the Chura, again, my fling must be in, you see, you cannot put them in that massive. Here yet, if people stay home in Hanof instead of going near the hospital, because home is Shai Tzedek, the mighty going himself to be do a massive kok nefesh. What's your heter? So, the Pesachim say there's a big difference between the case of a fling with Svina, which will get that Svina Alocho. The fling with Svina, my mighty, you're putting yourself in that massive, you went in the boat, you took the surgery, you picked it yourself. Now you cannot put yourself in massive kok nefesh. However, Master, you are right now in Hanof, and you to mechayv you to go rent an apartment. Bekum vaasei, that's no chiyuv. It's roi, it's mina roi. Losh mishne brua, mina roi. The right thing to do. When to achsinim rishonim, mutam afling besvino. But mechayv yourself to do that, there's no chiyuv. The chadish told the person you should rent an apartment close to the hospital. Said the chadish, aval, you don't have to go do that. You're not mechayv to put yourself in a matziv that will not be a case of koch nefesh. You have no heter to put yourself in a matziv that will cause a koch nefesh. You have no chiv to take yourself out of that matziv. No chiv to take yourself out of that matziv. Also negating in this case, the person discussed in general, they discuss, let's say you're in a trip and there's no minion around where you are, come on with the Zalman Chemi Goldberg, in the Lichashom Shalom Zalman discusses, do you have to put yourself in the matziv? There's a minion, or the matziv, once you wake up, you see no matziv minion, he comes to the Rishonim, the sugya, fine, it's the given, it's manam, don't hear every time it's a minion. But based upon this sugya over here. So again, so it comes out, everyone says, based upon this Magaram and the Mishnah Berurah, it's min haroi, it's fit for a person, the mice again, to make sure it's a mice in Inu Chol Shabbos. But again, you don't have to, you do not have to do a pula to take yourself out of that matzah. So again, the different command, Sefer after Sefer, discuss it in the Yolet, it says, you do not have to go next to the hospital. However, every Sefer again says, it's min haroi, it's the right thing to do. Chassidim Rishonim, it's the right thing to do. Now, once that's together, they discuss, that you cannot put yourself in that matzah. What happens, Fakert? You're right now in Hanov. Right now you're in the city in Flatbush. And you want to go to the mountains. You're the mice registered in Mamani's or Coney Island, the hospital. You can go watch the mountains. And then, let's say it comes to give birth on Shabbos. What do people do? They drive down for 2 hours. They don't like giving birth in the hospital over there, not good doctors. They come to drive down. Now they're putting themselves in the matzav of being Michal Shabbos. They're leaving the matzav where they are. And they're putting themselves in a place where there can be a matzah kof that could be chol Shabbos. Does that have a heter for? Well, I live in Hanof. Go to the guy Beit Shemesh, get safer. Any such case, are you putting yourself? Even your, let's say you live in Sinai Rochevet, you want to go to your friend who's 5 houses further away from the hospital. That also you drove 5 more houses. Is that also that mutter? So I've never told him the safer basically car. You want to time it. If there is no swar for what you're doing, stamba you pick to go do that. Echlami says also. Once you have a sugya mafligim b'svino, mafligim b'svino says you can't do that. But my said, you go ahead and go choose to go stomp to the mountains of Stamazah. There's no tzarech for it. There's no simple going over there. He said, Echlam, it's also. What? Yes, Masa. The Shabbos, when he brings it down, he really says, he seems to agree. This gives a get of this halacha. He says, we really have to learn the sugya mafligim b'svino well. Which you have to learn that numerous heterim over there. One heter, for the example, is but mokum mitzvah is mutter. Mokum mitzvah is mutter. Now, what is nichol negeder a mokum mitzvah? Or in Shabbos, you enjoy being over there. You have a simcha of your mishpacha. If you don't go from the simcha of your mishpacha, therefore the way that's also nichol negeder a mitzvah. The way the Ramah brings down panos nichol negeder a mitzvah. Lirish pnei chaveiro, says the Mishnah Berurah, because chalamoid nichol negeder a mitzvah negeder mafligim b'svino. So once you have a heter of mamakim mitzvah, therefore says the Arka Shabbos l'shtatif in the simcha, he says it's also mutter. That means damazoy to go further away from the hospital, that might be also. However, if it's not stam zoh, you have a tzorich, and the tzorich is definitely get a mitzvah, which we're much more lax over here, with definitely get a mitzvah, where the panosah lives play chaveri, and also there's a therefore you're also allowed to, just like 3 days beforehand, or you're allowed to go 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, you're allowed to go to the mountains, no problem. Also, within 3 days you're allowed to, it's a makom mitzvah, which the klomb makom mitzvah is makom oinik, or makom mishat, the simple list play chaveri. Again, stam zoh, you should do that, and causing a matzah chilul Shabbos, the mashin, that's also. Sorry? If that's not to get a mitzvah, which I hear stark it is, yeah. Stark it is the mitzvah. The question is, why go to your friend, mitzvah, go buy food. If you're the good spouse, go to Madane, whatever, and go bring it home, and then you won't put yourself in a mitzvah. You have to learn to call him a flinging mitzvah. You have to learn to call him. Now, we're saying over here, what's the reason why the Maisa, you do not have to go to the hospital before Shabbos, or you're close to the hospital? The Maisa, you ever had to be some mitzvah or anything? Well, the Maisa right now, circles like you're in the Sophic, who says for sure you lead to a matzmu chal Shabbos? Because the Maisa, who says you give birth on Shabbos? That's what happens to the Maisa, she's having right now are Shabbos contractions, powerful contractions. She's going to give birth 100% on Shabbos. 100% on Shabbos. Maisa, do you have a chiyuv right now to go before Shabbos? Or no, she doesn't want. She's much more comfortable at home. And she go 2 hours later, and then they'll have a yid go driving her on Shabbos. Yid to go drive on Shabbos. Yeah, it's all to drive on Shabbos. The whole reason why Chassidim Rishonim have a head to is only the means of Chassidus. Hopefully, Mr. Vino is a mock of himself. Over here, Maisa, you're putting yourself in a matzah of vaday. A matzah of vaday, Maisa, who says you have any head at all? And Beth and the Shavua says the whole thing of Mr. Vino is Sophic. He says, you want to go 4 days, 5 days, 6 days before, and he says, Mutter, Shulam says. So then Mishabu accept the Mokam Vada, you still have to be Matkok Nefesh. She said, that's a Vada also. And the Mishabu discussed in different swarms, his Machni Sol, all the swarms. Nechle get a Zokos Yom Shabbos, Kaddish Shoy, Shomer, Zokos Yom Shabbos, even during the week, you have to make sure not to a Vada Matkok Nefesh. So let's say it's Erev Shabbos, and you have contractions, and you know you give birth on Shabbos. Do you have a Chiyuv to go or not? So my so... Oh, so the Yadlilah, that's Rav Webster, he brings down a Vada person has to go. Vada has to go. There's no heter. There's again Zachos, Shomer, Nifl, could be even the get of the rice. So Vada has to go. However, he brings down the back from a Scheinberg, and Asher Ish brings down from a Beashiv. Lamaisa, the numerous times call false labor. All right, tons of people go, and they think they have labor, and they come back. My house is doing good. It stops. So you never, in a matzav, you know 100% Nifl get of Koch Nefesh. Unless you really, you're a bucky ready, the girl's ready. Fourth, fifth kid, and knows really this auto. The next time maybe you have a chiyuv. But Samazar, Shamik says, Rashi says, Shamik to you have your letter says, Echlami, could be the clout you're saying is emes, but you're not. Who says you're nichol together the clout that you're vada can give birth on Shabbos? I'm sure, yes. Come on, every person that's gone to has will fall flavor. Why? And the mitzvah was strong, and it stops. It goes away. It comes and goes. You want to discuss the numerous times. It can come and go. Fall flavor. So Maisa, it's not that Maisa don't have to, but Maisa, if you know you're not going to be matzah with full flavor, the Vada 100%, you already dilated a bunch of centimeters, the Vada will have a chid to go out of Shabbos. Now, once we're saying a person can only stay at home, it's at Sofik, or it's at maybe mitzvah, can a person, if I can, the other way, be gird himself to give birth on Shabbos? Or instead of Vada, if you have a choice, to make a C-section on Thursday, on Sunday, or Vada you do it on Sunday, if it's equal. They discuss, let's say, when the 8th is the Moin Am says over, let's say your wife is past the 9th month, the 10th month is getting late, when the 8th is over, a couple ways to Mazari is the kid to come out, when they say it's to walk a lot, today it's later, everyone says over, all the bubbles, all the mamas say you walk a lot, and the doctors agree, they say, I don't know what, they say it might help, walk a lot. A lot of walk, a lot on Thursday, a lot of Friday, a lot on Shabbos. Be mizaris, the cause of matzah, that should be matzah kuch nefesh, a machlig misvino. So I just saw a bunch of faces over here. In Kinnazayin. So the maisa, the stiflers wrote down, or the beinu, he said the maisa is also. If you're doing it to mizaris, the kid to come out, a machlig misvino, the maisa is also. What? You're causing something. Again, even if you're trying. The only solving a vada, you don't do anything about it. But to go to something, to cause something, that he says you have no etter. Now, the Nishma Shabbos, of course, he says that's maybe only talking about the Chol Shabbos, and you didn't have to go do it. Now, when going to have to go do it, or the doctors, maybe Chanam, even the disciples will agree, but Maisa, it's all the doctors that Yidin, and the people are driving the Yidin. But Maisa, the disciples are saying, go cause a matzav of the Maisa, of you to walk a lot. Now, levada means you want to walk to your neighbor, and you don't even tell that to the meal is. That's not, you have no kavana for that. And then not walking a lot, and voice missing, get a voice, get a voice, get a voice, get a to walk a lot, lechor, stop, as he says, the maestro, you mean mizari to give birth, that the maestro, aim up, like a misfina, that the maestro is also. Because I don't know if you can tell a girl to sit at home and do nothing. I don't think he meant that. That was his case. No, it could be also, it could be walking a lot does something. I don't know, walking a little bit. I don't know if that's what doctors what that is. And they always tell you walk a lot. Take walks with your wife. That's what they say. They tell me a bunch of times already. I don't know the show, they say that also. Fine, that's all the ninth month before giving birth. Fine. If you call, if you might, now as much cork nefesh?
No,
so it already is. You cannot, again, you cannot, why are they giving these aces for? Usually they're doing it for a reason. They don't do stamazai, they're most hospital. Some of them, depends on what type of doctor you have. Well, if the doctor's a private one, once you get out of there, he might give aces stamazai. That's why it's not always good to get a private doctor. Even though everyone likes private doctors, they have a concern to it. They do things with, they want to go home. I know. No, they're not interested. No, they have interest, but they also don't interest in mine. But that's mitzad the ninth month. Now, what happens bizman later? Giving birth. First, it could be his mam kork nefesh, but it could come along the taz and the mishmur, the person coming down, that this Indian that a person can do of a kork nefesh, there's a level beforehand. Be a matzah that a person cannot do it once he hits kork nefesh. For example, the taz and mishmur are discussing that once you hit, the Gemara says there are three different levels when you have kork nefesh. If you wait to those levels till you drive to the hospital, you'll never get to the hospital. You give birth like some people in the chavura, in the ambulance, or on the side of the street, or in the house. Your body, things that cannot be done later, cannot be pushed off later, a body have a right to, even before you get to the Kork Nefesh. Therefore, for example, you're in the mountains, takes 2 hours to get down, a body, before you get to the east of the Gemara, a body you drive. You live in Beit Sefer, or Beit Shemesh, a body, you don't have to wait for the Simonim. Every single Sefer says you don't have to wait for the Simonim. A body you go beforehand. That's partial. The Simonim are only that now you have a lock of Chalishesh by Sekondo. But if you end up waiting and you lead to the Matkim Kork Nefesh, a body can go beforehand and go drive beforehand. That's partial. Now, therefore, they say, for example, they get involved with different shaylas. The one that H's, they say, for Noshim, is healthy for them, is good for the kid, is to take a hot bath, a hot shower, while she's having contractions. Now, if it can be done later, it's only negate to matzke or chal shish b'yisuf kona, you should do it later. But if they say they cannot do it, they can do it before, you can do it echlam beforehand. But, so you have to know the vitzias, you have to know it's tamazite. The people I know that take a bath early in the serum, in the contractions, you have to know if they laugh on the hot water on Shabbos, the Agamal, the Shalom, the Dud, with the Altar of the Dud. Now, come along the Gemara says very clearly that we have to do everything Aydei Shinoi. Now, there's machloks among the Rishonim, if every Bukor can ever have to be done Aydei Shinoi, only Yeledes. But the Maestah Klor, by a case of Yeledes, says the Mishgur from the Maravam and the Maga Mishnah, since Yeledes is only one in a thousand, not even one in a thousand, he says, therefore, the Kol Hadayas, everyone agrees, by case of Yeledes has to be done Bishinoi, if you can do Bishinoi. If you can't, or a Lita, a Kshash, Rochuk of Kork Nefesh, if I don't do Bishinoi. If I let, if I do everything Bishinoi. Again, if you can't, Zoras. Now, there is a Shalom among the Paiskim. It does not say over here that if you can't do it, they go, you have to do it, they go. Now, Lachal, again, we'll get to the next week. By the gate of Kork Nefesh, in Simon Shinchov Fest, if you'd base, Machalikis of Paiskim, if you should get a Goy over Yisrael, Machalikis of Paiskim, you can do it, Aydei Shinoi, could be better than Aydei Shinoi, even not Aydei Shinoi. Aydei Shinoi is Machalikis of Shokal, and Maisba Yelez of Vadi after. The reason why we do not like taking a Goy, one reason says it has, because that's not going to be Zoras. If so, they're not going to do a good job. They're not Zoras, Varaya. The Atzolas, everyone calls Atzolas America. Even the Goyim call Atzolas. They come in 2-3 minutes. Yet the ambulances, they know, comes an hour later. They're running around. See, the ambulances are flying. They're just chasing each other. They're not going to any calls. So Maisa, in America, they're Zoras. But Maisa, everyone knows all the Goyim call Atzolas. So Maisa, the Shalas, even though that's a job at them. So see, they're not Zoras as Yidden. If so, the question is, that true is saying any time you have an option to do something by your letter, has to be done on day Shinoi. Do we say the same thing has to be done either goy or not? When the Oysa Shabbos, the Oysa Abris, the Masupik, the Maestro Pashi, we the Paiskim, the kids of Prim Godim, they equate the two. They bring down Derech Agav, the same aloha, that just like you have an option either goy, either shino, either shino, you have to do it either shino, you have an option either goy, a vad after the either goy. But the Maestro, if you know the goy, he's a He's not zara the economy. He should not use a goy. He's like not doing a shinoi. The only time you do a shinoi, if it will not lead to a problem with koch nefesh, even though the goy is not going to be zara, that means you have a choice. Calling an ambulance or atzala, I would not tell a person to call an ambulance because meister they're not zara. In America, over here, meister they say the are very zara. The meister they come, but especially because they usually the guy who's driving they have a yid next to him, so he doesn't chase his friend around. But otherwise, economy you take a yid over a goy. That's been said, how to do it when it's b'shas leido. Now, this in the b'shas leido, again, we're saying after either shinoi, or if you can, either goi. This Indian that says that b'yashiv is not going to give for a case of deraisa, either shinoi. Let's say you're dealing with the isra rabbanon. We don't see anywhere in the Gemara, anywhere among the places, you have to do either shinoi. Do it straight. Just like by any chalajish by second, do it straight by the rabbanon. Who are done by your legs, also, you can also do it by a case of the rabbanon, straight without any shinoi. Therefore, it will lead to numerous shailas. How exactly to apply these halakhas. For example, you go into your own car, you open up the door, light will go on. That's my saying, and miskavim sekresha nichle din deraisa. You open up the shinoi. Now the light lukhura is a, gets hot, din deraisa over there. My son, let's say you want to make a telephone call to the doctor for them to come. So some say do aide shinoi. Now the shal is how to do it aide shinoi. The Archer Shabbos says you cannot do the pinky, that's not the shinoi. It says you have to take keys and dial. Fine, ish lot of that's true or not. But my sister, another shadow discuss, what is it making a phone call? What's it making a phone call, Batson? Talking about Khashash of Bainan Saisan, my sister, the Khumul Khashish, Bakri, all the Mikhail Jabon, Smoilat. They won't say Be'etim, they say Be'etim, we have more of a problem, they kind of forget. Our cell phones, the mice is a problem with Ksiva. We might have a Bayah, we're usually calling a person and it registers. Your problem with Ksiva could be Pashas Ksiva, the right, so those won't argue, it goes away, it disappears. My sister, since it's there for as long as you want, it gets Bamakhul Gishan, could be Nichol Geda, the right, so. What? Yeah, but the Rashi says, since you, how long as you want it for the deck to have it, there's Nichol Geda, the Ksiva, even if it disappears. I plug you with the Geda. Fine. If you want to say it's Rabbanon, so then fine. Then you want to tell me. If you tell me phones Rabbanon, then you have to call machine, you call straight. Call straight, mama's call straight. The light LED. That'll make you back to the same. The phone, the lights LED. Or they don't. I never saw them ever change. They never burn out. I don't know. I doubt they get hot. I don't know them in CS. So fine. Echlam, you go in the Chadnish. Mach, Echlam, you do a machine if you can. But the mice, there's a shak as well. Once for the time, first of all, you have to know what the is over here is. If there's the Issa Drabbanon, who said you have to do a machine at all? The mice, the other thing they say when you drive, just there's one safer that comes along and says when you drive to the hospital, he says you have to do everything machinery and the mice as much as you can. Therefore, he says different things what a person has to do. He says, for example, instead of doing your light, the signal in your car, you have to do hand signals. I'm sure that I learned in driving school, the man from years ago, this is turning, this is one way, this is the other way, you have to do the hand signal. He says another thing is, let's say coming to a red light, he says don't push the brake. He says glide slowly till you get to the intersection, then if you can't, you have to stop. Fine, he says, Maisi yefen maida kal kal chilo. Now, in theory, the Maisi is correct. The pile of the Lumis from or people I've spoken to are mefakting upon a mishtark, that Maisi, you have a girl next to you who is screaming by every 5, 10, 15 minutes with contractions. You're being bahol. First kid, 10th kid, doesn't make a difference. If you start trying to be machmen, he's in yonim, the only thing you'll lead to is machmen, the effort of getting into a car accident. You won't get there on time. And Maisi should not do these things. Now, if you know yourself very well, they can do the hand signals, and you know yourself, Echnami can glide slowly, and no idea, can mamish, fine. But the theory, he's right. But in practicality, the Maisi should not do that. But again, if you can, a kal tchilo. Now, noch in they point out, what is it, anyway, saying that a person should do it avdei shinoi? But SM, there are three times they get to labor. There's the matzah before giving birth, mamish, the fact of giving birth itself, and the time after giving birth. The Gemara is saying you should do it al day shinoi. When do you have to do it al day shinoi? Before, during, or after? Come along the Arlatian, come up to the Shal. And he kind of, when the Gemara is saying that one of a thousand don't die, that's Peshas giving later mamish. Beforehand? That's a regular matzah kroch nefesh. Kroch nefesh, he said, therefore he said, you want to call the doctor? Telephone? Don't do it b'shinoi. You're back to regular matzah kroch nefesh. An example is a telephone. That means you have a telephone, first of all, the bottom you have to do b'shinoi. Even if it's the right side, he says, don't do b'shinoi. Why? Because he says, the get over here is what? Beforehand is invited any people with matzah kroch nefesh. This is later per se itself is not matzah kroch nefesh. Atzad Hasheni, the Beskroven and the Humor, how the Tzliyaz brings down the Lachi, he passes this way, he says, Mamash Vakarik. The before, later, that's the worst thing doing b'shinoi. The later itself, that's a vada matzah kroch nefesh. And swara punk vakari kindness. And number wise, I don't see any differences in practicality. Mice no one seems to have before or during. The complications seem to come up also before and during. So I don't know why one picked one over another. But Lamaisa, we have oil change of Vakert before in the Vad Matkof Nevesh. We have Lamaisa the Biskov said Vakert during the Vad Kof Nevesh before in the Natkof Nevesh. That's when we say one of the thousand you have to die Deshinoi. The Maisa at Halacha, when we get to Simon Shinchov Chetz a few days, even over there it's Machlokes Shokol if you have to do that Deshinoi. So fine, you tell me over here we have Machlokes if you have to do that Deshinoi, not a Vad over here should do Deshinoi, whether it's before, whether it's during. Come over Baruch HaShulchan and he says, that's before or during, but afterwards, Vad Matkoch Nefesh, the Gemara when it gives a Shia of Gimel, Zayin, Lamed, that's Mamash, again, Nechel Gedeh Bekoch Nefesh. Now, I didn't see anyone arguing him, that could be Ken Zayin, that's Nechel, till Gimel, you don't do, till the third day, Meisleis, not Meisleis, could be you don't do Adai Shinoi, whatever you pass, Gemara, Echel Matkoch Nefesh, who didn't over here? Come along, the Gemara, wrote on Halacha, a Chiddush Yisoid, something called Yisuvei Daitei, to calm a person down. Now this inu of the Yisuvei Daitei, the Gemara makes a dig from the Mishnah. The fact that the Mishnah says, you're right to Mechal Shabbos, you let us, you give birth to your lettuce. So the Mishnah over there says, sorry, the Gemara comes along and says, that come and tell you that even though Etzem, she does not need what's going to be done for her, everything is taken care of already, but she thinks that her tzrach will be taken care of, even in the case of a sumo, you have a right to light a candle, matur, for her on Shabbos, even in the case of a sumo. So this in La Suve Daitei, first you see clearly La Suve Daitei is mutter even do isum deraiso. That no one argues, that's a Gemara, we're done with Paiskim, the calm person down, la do an isum deraiso. Now, the Paiskim declare two shailas. One shaila is this an Indian dafka negate to Yeledes, to Isha, or is it negate to all chaylim? One question. The second question is a very basic question. What is the gedel of suve daitei? Anything is mutter to calm yourself down, or dafki a certain klalim? The first shaila is negate to all chaylim or not. So l'chud is before Shirashba. Rashba says in the chelik dal in Shuvah, discussing and writing a kameya on Shabbos, and he writes, to write a kameya on Shabbos, and even not from a mumcho, he says, if it's for a chelish sheish by sakono, or for yeledes, and you're doing it because they're teveyed and l'suve daitei, you let her go do it. So you're about to push, whether for yeledes or a chelish sheish by sakono, they're being teveyed that something by etim is also to write, but mutl as l'suve daitei, for Rashba, the place coming down, and therefore the place can say the getter of l'suve daitei goes by all chelim. Not after yeledes. What? That's l'suve daitei. We'll get to Klam L'suvei Daitei, but the Klam L'suvei Daitei applies to all Chaylim, that's Alice. Now, the other wants to be right from Taisi itself. Taisi says, what's the difference between a Chaylim Yom Kippur who is Rav? And he wants to eat, he has to ask a Mumcho, Mashkin Yeledes. He says, the one Chazal know, one Chazal does know. So this is Liyazi, doesn't not make help between a Chaylim versus Yeledes. We see Taisi agrees. We see, and therefore he says, his Raya, the Vada means all Chaylim. The Chodeshani writes, claw the way, all Chaylim have the getter of L'suvei Daitei. Fine. Now the question is, what's the gedel of suve daitei? No, the Shulchan Aruch could be agrees to it, la suve daitei. Who said it was la suve daitei in that case? Who said la suve daitei? Who said that was the case? No, that's la suve daitei vada is motor. Now the question is, what is the gedel of suve daitei? The main shaila is, a couple shailas, but the main shaila is, is la suve daitei something that's dafkin, negate to the medical issues of the isha? Is la suve daitei anything to calm a person down? Anything to calm a person down? Now again, we're discussing over here inim deraisas. Pashat inim derabonon sounds like we can learn some shinvav. Derabonon is about as much to calm a person down. Anything. Negate to deraisas, is deraisas, what can a person do? Is that something that's medically negate to the person? Or anything? Where they're coming from? They said, let's read the words of Taisa. Taisa is a case of Mokhoi Levim Kippur. Negate to Yeledah. He says, why is she afraid? She's afraid. She's afraid maybe he won't do what's good for her. The words of the Be'alach of the example of Taisha is, afraid maybe not do what's good for her. So is that the Gedur Shavoy? Or no, that's just the reason why she's mefached. Any pachad is enough, anything to calm her down, this the reason why she's mefached. That's why, because maybe he won't take it for medical reason. Is that the Siva? Is that just causing the pachad? But the ik is a pachad? Or is that the Gedur in and of itself? So Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbat Kolchoso in Paraglan Bay, he might have been down, he declares the Shiloh. What does he get over here? He discusses, let's say a person wants to read a newspaper, it calms the person down, wants to play a game on Scrabble on a computer, wants to do these things, it calms the person down. Is that nifl together? Let's see where it or not. Shlomo Zalman says, let's say another case, he says, you want to bring a book to read, do a Shutzer Avlik, in the case of Jerusalem. So Shlomo Zalman says, and he's not sure what exactly the getter is. Another case of Shlomo Zalman in Shulchan Shlomi discussed over there. Someone says, I want to bring over my kids. You know, I'm very afraid. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe I'll live through it, not live through it. I want to see my kids. I want to see my kids. Is that much of that ulcer? He said, I want to put on the radio. Is that much of an ulcer? That's clearing. Maybe from a house. You have a good taina, a good reason to be doing what she wants to see. Not good. Also, ends up sorachin. What does it get over here? Does it get medically or something to calm a person down? The Maestro, the way the Shemir Shabbos Paskin, to clear himself a paragon base, he says the only thing to get medical is mutter, otherwise also let's drop on them. Drop on them, you can't, but for the races, he says he can't do it. Maestro can't. That's it. Vibes Sorachin. I guess they're Cholkin. Yeah, that's the submission involved in another case where a person is tired. We'll leave that to the side. We'll assume the Rabbanan can't. He says the Raisa can't. Netek Avil also, he has a couple of tshuvas about. He says, Masa only gets Tzarech Rapui, he can, otherwise he can't. Nishma Shabbos, the Chodeshani comes along and he gives a couple of examples. He also goes to say, Mahalach, Dachka negates the medical thing. He says, an example, let's say you give birth, and the kid, the child has complications. You bring the child to another hospital. The mother, go drive afterwards, come go to follow the child. She's petrified. Mama, what happened to my child? What's going on here? She do a din deraisa. Can make a phone call. Call the chandish. Can phone calls deraisa. Can go after getting his little drive to all our hospitals. He says, no, you can't. You can't. He says, give me another case. Chodeshani says, it's not negated to her, her medical reasons. What? The child is sick. The child goes. Not negated. The mother, any mother who takes away the child and goes somewhere else, she's petrified. So if he won't let you die, to calm it down, go with them. What? She just gave birth, and then take a shot. Not hospital. Come again, a heart problem. She's petrified. They said the orphan said she's pet. Any mother be petrified, and then he said the kid do anything to her answers. Nothing. The bonds maybe not her answers. He says, another case, you know, Pagua, Homer's Buck in the Pagua, they take people to different hospitals, says what happened to them. People are petrified. The law says can't do any of their answers. No, you go, maybe she had to get a go-to-go call. You go to that doctor, told him after Mama, she didn't get, no one can make a phone call for you. Couldn't have put a shot in my set also. Why? The ghetto is only for medical reasons and not to calm a person down. That's one side. Shomzan was specific. And this is not something the radio or newspaper. We're talking about Mama, real pocket. Everyone understands it. He's a Yafi Machman. Why the Gemara says only negayah, the words of Shonim or whatever, negayah to the medical reasons, otherwise not. Have loy lohitim, more than what Chazal says, mutter. Atzad Hasheni, I heard an example, a room was discussing a maisa. The maisa, you have a kid at home, and she has to go to the hospital and doesn't want to leave the kid with the neighbors. Doesn't trust them, or not happy, they'll leave them behind by themselves. What's the older kids, no problem, of course, never show the kids. So what do the kids? So he says, his example was, you want to drive one kid to one grandmother, another kid, another grandmother, 1 hour over here, 1 hour over there, 1 hour over there. That was the example, making an extreme case. And he said, the Maisa, you try to convince her it's not needed, unless you would like to calm her down. But Maisa, she ends up saying, I need it. If not, I'm going to go crazy and petrified because of it. You say, tell her, the Torah has enough money, on Nebuchadnezzar, but you're Nebuchadnezzar. That's what you're going to do. Maisa, any way to calm her down, you go calm her down. Therefore, there are others from the curve, it's only being down. You want to argue, that's revealed. You want to say, doctor, only for medical reasons? Says, where in the world again, only medical reasons? You have no right to be making an inimikok nefesh, because I'll tell you, mikok nefesh, that we show him a not machalik, they're just saying a chilik in a case from Yom Kippur, but that Rishayim should have spoke out clearly. The Rishayim say, la suve daite. Do Rishayim say, la suve daite, negate to medical? Did anyone say that? This, we have one line in Taisha that says, that's the case of machalik, this is Yom Kippur. Maybe the get is pachad, and this is the reason why there's pachad. But the Rishonim just spoke out. The Paisim just spoke out. The Suvei said, what? Medically. Fine. What? No, if you can get away with lying, it's not me. It's not that you always get away with lying. Not always a simple age, it's a lie. They tend to sometimes, you forget, it makes things worse. He said over there, because that's kashu. If you can get away with it, come. If you can, you can. It's not always that simple. Depends how good of a law you are, depends how sensitive the other person is with magic shit. And some of you playing with the emotions, then it's not good. I don't think it works. So therefore, again, so we have two sides over here. What is the get and the get to the Yisubi Daikai? Two starker sides. There are, as far as the both sides are stark, the Maisa have a little hoisiv on the Chazal Yisubi Daikai, or Fakir, the Chazal Yisubi Daikai, anything from the Maisa is misopic. This leads to numerous cases of how to apply this Gedda of the Suvei Daitai. Now there is one other shah they do discuss, the Mishnah Berurah, we also discuss it, the Tesh Yishanim, what is a get less tshuva? Dietu, what you're asking, is it not when she's asking for it, or even when she's not asking for it? Where the Mishnah itself come over here, says, I'm to be alofa, taisi shonim, sounds like we're in taisi, the bach paskins, the get less tshuva, dietu, even when she's not asking for it. You know to calm herself down, this is what's good for her. That means that those who are being makel on the case of, let's say, getting a radio, or kidaima, or whatever, for the pugua, you know calm her down by telling you what happened to her child. You want to make that phone call. Well, you know, you don't have to even ask her. She might be machmas chel shabbos because she's petrified. A vada according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's nothing makim. A vada make the phone call. A drive with her, take it to the child. That's not a shayla. Those are machmas. They can. The Mishnah Berurah says you do not have to even ask her if you know that's a fact. That's the maaseh we go do for her. Now, on this in the Suvei Daita, come on the Paiskim and they discuss numerous cases. One case, let's start off with the classic case everyone is discussing, is a labor coach. What's the luck of a labor coach? Can they get them to Mechal Shabbos? Now, the labor coach can come on Shabbos, have two times they can come, two ways, through a yid driving, through a guy driving. Two different halachas. Now, when they come, labor coach, really, that's the gift for them coming. And the gift for you to calling them, I think the biggest problem for you to call them, because Manenu is really the seal on the telephone. And their cell phone. They have cell phones, they walk around with it. You tell me cell phones are abundant, then the whole incident of calling them, well, usually they have a cell phone, you're not calling the house phone. Every labor coach has a cell phone. Their cell phone, your cell phone, yeah. That's, I think, is a bigger problem now is in the kshivo.
You to call their caller,
they should have the house phone. Both, yeah, 100%. It's nichalay for them and for you.
It doesn't help to have these Shabbos phones in your life.
I think Shiva is a bigger problem now. Again, those want to argue, it disappears. It's funny, you can have Shalom Kreisim. Otherwise, besides anything else, the Chur, at least, again, Chandish is a derisa, but the way the Olim seems to take it over, the Ikh, the Olim takes over, the Chandish is a Chumrah, and Mitzav, the Anich Shash, we usually make them. Now, Mitzav Labor Coach, again, let's start off with, let's say Yitzka drive a person to the hospital, is it Mutter also? So come on, those want to be Machmer, and they have two swars why they want to be Machmer. One swar they start saying over, is that the only reason why we have labor coaches today is because we're Mechonics, especially Americans, we're Mechonics and small breath, and therefore it's something that's not really needed, and therefore a baraya for Doris never needed, and our grandmothers never needed, our babas never needed, and sisters never needed, the Maisa is not Nichol Geder V'Yisuvei Daitai, and it was never that way, Doris never that way, so the Maisa you just think Mechonics, not Nichol V'Yisuvei Daitai. Now, you ask certain Paiskim in the Yeshiva, or some Meltzer, or you go to Nachum Eisenstein, he'll tell you that. Those are their swears. Now, just Targu Stark. Maisa, the Dari Dari is still about 100 years ago, no one went to hospitals on Shabbos. And for my Bubba's Bubba never went to the hospital, and for before, never went to the hospital. No one ever went. So what's he had to go to the hospital on Shabbos? You agree, right? For thousands and thousands of years, everyone never had labor coaches, and only the Mephonics. Yeah, never went to Shabbos, never went during the week. They never went. They didn't have hospitals, they never went. It wasn't a Gaya. So what is that to Mechal Shabbos to go to the hospital? You have a neighbor who's a doctor, tell him to give birth in the house, what's your Eitzel? Elamai, you think it's funny? Maisa Mechaim No, says Shulchan. He writes his Baba, because me it's my Baba's Baba, he writes his Baba, they never did that way. They never, Echami said, you can't go on Shabbos. You can't go, what's the answer? Elamai, it's Mekubal, don't tell me, I'm not saying you're Machma, but we all go, 100%, we go on Shabbos, even to the hospital. What's Taina? Taina the Maisa, Cycle Sark, it does change the percentages of goes from what, again from where we started again, 0.1% to 101%. Maisa today a kid live longer. It's shash rochus, and therefore do for sanitary reasons, the health reasons, and the maisa is better for the child. The maisa we do go to the hospital. Now, if that's so, we do go to the hospital, even though the Chaim Noah does not do. Now, the labor coach are saying the same taina why they are helping out and making things better. Once you say labor coach is nichol this Indian, don't tell me the first of all they say your bubba's never went. That's I think is ridiculous for her. You can come from other svaras, but that I think is ridiculous. You want to say that they can't go to the hospital on Shabbos? Void, someone say the gedur is young mechonik. You want you're not doing a mitzvah the suvei daiti. You're not doing mitzvah lachol b'koch nefesh. But Raya, one rav Shemati says, would you pay $1,000 to go the gedur? Rav said, if you pay $1,000 to go to get a labor coach, echanam, and then you're not going to get a suvei daiti. You won't pay $1,000. Not. I know that people won't pay $1,000 to go to the hospital. They won't pay $1,000. They tell me can't go to the hospital on Shabbos. The get of $1,000, I asked the person to go this rub, it would say the same thing by hospital. We'll find out today if this rub's out of the way. To me, it's a strange idea. You can be a writer for money. I don't hear that for fun. So, nice again, there's once where they say to Machma labor coaches, Mitzad, Doris, they didn't do that way. That I think is very severe. They're the second reason they come along, they discuss. The Arnu Meshuvah is nothing of real. It comes to Ayasol, he has Memdal, Memheim, involved. He writes and they attack him or he writes back and he answers back. You want to say, why the Meister, what does that have to do? Lasuve Daite? Lasuve Daite says, it's only for medical reasons. He has to take away the pain, it's not medical reasons. You have no heter. No heter, Lasuve Daite. What's your side of heter, Mata, with Lasuve Daite? For medical reasons. No medical, this only purely take away the pain. That's what he says. Now, the Meister, he ends off, he says, we're talking about the Asa only driving with a Yisrael, the Raisis. If we're talking about for a guy to drive, we're talking about the Rabbanos over here. The Meister take away pain, the Chalish, aim by Sakano, the Gemara, we saw Kukhov, Tesam, and Aleph, and you led from Zion to Lamed, a guy would go say to go to wherever he wants. That means anyone who's in the bed rest, and he has flu, you want to tell a guy to go drive to the store, buy medicine, that's not a problem. So if you want to get a Yeledis, a labor coach, to go drive and pick you up and come back a guy, that a body says mutter. I mean, the whole argument among the poskim, whether they get a labor coach or not, as far as I understand, the whole machlokes and holgis is not going to negate to Yisrael driving. Negate to Yisim deraisa, or make the phone call if it's negated to deraisa. But we're talking about the Rabbanans, or we're talking about a case of goy doing it, then a vada can be not a shiloh. That's why the Meister, the Kabbalah Meister is machmer, and there are those who look around the who are machmer. It's not to be makel, there are numerous svaras to be makel, and the starkest svaras why to be makel. First of all, we mentioned already that maybe Lasuvi Daiti is everything, across the board. Who said Lasuvi Daiti is Dafka medical? Maybe it's everything. What right? They wrote in Nethik Avil. What right if they Dafka medically? The Rishayim don't say that. That's one time. No. But the second time is, he took this, the Yisoid of medically, he extended to what was. They're discussing medically Negev to the Isha. Well, Negev, what? She's just some phrase about something and it calms her down. He was Negev to her mamish. She's Tzar Godel. It is Negev to her medically. It's just not Negev the medical aspect of what? Of the later, negate the medical aspect because she has serum, Yamagi's pain, and it won't change her sakono, matzav sakono. As far as I know, they one time that doesn't help matzav sakono. But the mother is medically negated to her. So who says you have a right to take this chum and extend it? The second time, they bring, and the oide one time, this in of a tzar godel is nichol negeder of sakono. They ask the Shlomo, can a person take morphine on Shabbos, not in your letters? He kind of, morphine takes away pain. A fact taking away pain, every time a person has a lot of pain, that itself is a matzav of sakana. And it affects, even though morphine will have nothing to do with the healing the thing itself, if a person has tzirim, that self causes, affects the koch nefesh in and of itself. And Betim is reported to be Allah and Sinchot Ches, if Dalit, the more pain the koch has, that itself can affect the koch nefesh in and of itself. Sorry? But a third reason they come along and they say the Taina factually, you have to know, the purpose I saw one person go back, he says, yes, I told the members and others who are ASIC and the labor coaches, supposedly physically labor coaches make the labor go quicker. What they wrote in the book was 15 minutes, it goes quicker. They say once it goes quicker, which would say since you're taking a person out of the matzav koch nefesh quicker, that doesn't koch nefesh. They are ASIC, they're Zohar, they make sure the doctor gets there and they take them out of the matzav quicker, that doesn't koch nefesh. Boy, the those who want Taina, the most labor coaches are registered, they themselves are being oisik, they're not stomp this common person down saying breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. They're physically mamish, they're pushing the kid out, and the mamish getting their hands to it, mamish getting themselves bloody, themselves are doing it. The loch is, you want to pick one doctor over another doctor, the place can say clearly that, so you have a doctor over here, and all the doctors further away, you feel more comfortable with them, he's la machalish abbas and come, because he's being oisik there for himself. They want Taina that most labor coaches who are real labor coaches who are registered, they can't, and most I see them, they do. They are Isaac in the medical issues in and of itself. Also, according to it should be Nechel Negev of Koch Nefesh. A fifth reason they say why it should be Mutter is that when it says over here in Sif Vav, about Isaac Madur, make him a Madur for your Ledes, so it's a very important thing that comes out over here from the basis of the Magen Mishnah, which we'll get to today on Sunday, that according to the Rambam, Machlokes the Rambam, the Rishonim, what's the getter making a madura for your letters? The Gemara comes along and says, you might think you can only make a madura for someone who is a yeledes, and not for a chayla, and not for someone who has a cousin tam. The Gemara ends up saying, and not bisman, only by chayla, not by kayit. The Gemara ends up saying, you can do it for a case of a cousin tam, and for the case of even kayit, even for the summer, even in the case of tamuz, when it's smelting outside. The mice, you can go do it, not a problem. Now the shal is what the Gemara's maskon is, depends what the gears the Gemara is. The way the Rambam has his understanding is you can only do it for your letters and the cousin's dam. They're both equated one to another. Both gave out blood. Your letters lost a lot of blood. Because dam lost a lot of blood. They're equated one to another. Mashenkin, a chayl, you cannot make a madura. Talashini, other Rishonim argue. Other Rishonim argue. Now, the question is, based upon this Rambam, the Rambam is saying that you cannot do it for Chaylo, but you can do it for a case of a Kozis Dam and the Yoledes. Which Chaylo we're comparing it to? We have a Chaylo versus a Yoledes and a Kozis Dam. What Chaylo? Someone's less than 30 days, someone less than 7 days. Which one is it? So the Magen Mishnah starts off saying, basis, brings down, Bialokha brings down, it's talking about a case of less than 7 days. How he says, I see the Raivit. The Raivit said the case is less than 30 days, and therefore I'm about to task the Raivit. Therefore, he's saying, what's the case over here? When it's less than 30 days, a case of a chayla is a chayla she'aim by sakona. It's a chayla she'aim by sakona. You cannot make a madura. You know why? Because madura is not affecting the matzav of sakona at all. I tell the Magen Mishnah. That means if you analyze the Magen Mishnah, Magen Mishnah is saying, a chayla she'aim by sakona, you cannot make a madura. Why can't you make a madura? Because it does not affect the matzav of sakona at all. That means someone who's less than 7 days, a chayla she'aim by sakona, you have a right to make a madura, even though it's not going to affect the matzav of sakona at all. And not going to affect the matzav of sakona, you have a right to umlocha deraiso. Because again, the Magen Mishnah is saying that what? The pshat and the Rambam is, the Raiva is saying, pshat is, a chayla she'aim by sakona, the loch is, a person cannot make a madura because it does not affect the matzav of sakona. But if someone is a chayla she'aim by sakona, you can make madura even though it's not going to affect the matzav of sakona. David Machab and Simon Shinchov Chetziv Dalt, pass that way, Loch Lamaiso. The person is Yeshua by Sakona, you can do it, call Master Rogolo, you may call, you can do it also on Shabbos. Even things that are Isis. Now, the Bialoch of the Dilith, Mafakbek only wants to make all the Abonons, he has different containers, they answer back and forth, Achon and Barab, but that's what Machab Paskins, like this Magen Mishnah. Based upon this Magen Mishnah, once a person is a Matzah Bekoch Nefesh, the Machab Paskins, you can do whatever you want, Master Rogolo, you may call. You may call, is Rogolo to get a labor coach? That's Rogolo. Before your Magen Mishnah says, go get a labor coach. One time, we mentioned, I think, right now, six different reasons, striking it, nothing real, why Maestro can get a labor coach. Maestro, what a person can do or should do, you have to ask your Rav. Again, the Svara to be Machmer, for me, and Maestro, it's hard. Maestro, I know there are numerous people who are Machmer, and Hogan, as far as I see, and I saw mostly, a lot of people are Machmer. I see America, they seem to be Michael, but the Maestro, both places have kulas and chumras. Maestro, the question who's the kul, who's the chumra? Is the kul the one who says not to get the labor coach? That means make a fakir, you should be machmir, get a labor coach, suvi daitim, matzah koch nefesh. And Maestro, this, even though a shevich is someone shell, a shevich tomim, but Maestro, yes, before, and Maestro, you should find out what exactly to do. Now, that's mitzad getting a labor coach. Now, coming, now again, a vada negated the opponents, or getting a coach to drive, vada every week the can. Shall only get a coach to the right. Now once Maestro you have to go, who Maestro goes most to the hospital? You have a case that you want to go, and your wife says she wants you also to go. The Maestro, do you ever have to go to the hospital with her or not? Do you ever have to go with her? So, the best from the three different cases is what your wife can tell you. Wife can tell you, I want you to go. Wife can tell you, I don't care. And wife tells you, I don't need you to come. I'm strong enough, healthy enough, I'm Maestro not afraid, I have no pachad. The Maestro, what should you do in those cases? Three different options. Yeah, Vamevinyovit, Mask. Fine, also the over here, who's driving the car? Talking about like, you're driving the car or Goy driving the car? So Maestro, Goy driving the car, mentioned Monday, but like, I see, the shell, what the issue of Goy driving the car? You've been Maestro with your wife in the car, what the issue is? The Moshe not clear what the issue is, the Yash not clear what the issue is. The way Moshe says the issue is, he wants to say maybe it's Mara Sain. The way the Yash says the issue is, maybe it's those of the Shabbos. Those of the Shabbos. But there's just a nafkamina between the two. According to Rabbi Yashivas, he ends up saying once it's a Zilzal Shabbos, neged to go with her, he says, therefore not Zilzal Shabbos. Therefore he says you go whether in an ambulance or in your own private car. According to Moshe, nothing to get a Maris Ayin, according to you should not go in your own private car, better go in an ambulance, because Maris Ayin, if you're in your own car, you see people driving the car on Shabbos. They do bring down from the Chadnish, it says if you go in your own private car, it says that they ask him, should you take your towels with you, it's a problem of Aitzah, Tchum, or whatever. The Maestro says, forget, you should wear your towels to see that you're not doing it. It's, forget, it's not my sign. Everyone sees that you're going to towels to their car, and the Maestro says, Chloe is doing else, Chloe Knevish. Not Shiloh. Could tell anyone has a payas and or goes the hat or a beard. Also, it won't be Nichol in them with my sign. Chloe, there won't be this Bayah. You're going also in the car on Shabbos. Fine, the Maestro asks you the Shiloh, what exactly is here? So go on the Chloe with the guy that's one Shiloh. Maybe it's Nichol and Zilz Lamar Sain, and then Shalom, what about going with a Yid and Lachur, then he's being Moisev maybe in Navar over there, or other Yisroel going driving the car with Yid on Shabbos to go with your wife, also in Motor. I'm sorry? Dear Shem Yab, but Moshe seems to say the only time is Shem Yab Bishvili. Also, Shalom, Moshe Shem was only Dinner Abonon, right? We picked your passage to Dinner Abonon, right? So, Shalom, Ramban, Rashba, sorry, Ran Rashba. He says maybe this is only a smart sign. Now again, to go with your wife, there are two different times. The wife said, first of all, come along the Chadnish before Shechadnish, he has the Geras, he himself wrote. He tells people, the Mazaris people might to go with the wife. The Mazaris should go, but on the stipulate tells people to go. The words of the past Sadcha, Shkein Noigim Yireim Shlem Tam Lecham. Where Mazaris, the Mazaris to go. Numerous people say about the person should go. The reasons why to go, they point out two separate reasons. The Chodeshani is very clear. He says one is Vasir Vedaitai, and also one is Matzah B'Koch Nefesh. The husband is much more Isaac with her. Also, once whether it's in the ambulance or the car itself, he can help out. When they get to the hospital, in and of itself, the Mice ever admit to the hospital. It really depends how many people give birth at the same time. Depends upon how good the staff is. Depends on how thorough the staff is. The Mice ever had to go one Matzah B'Koch Nefesh, one after Suvi Daitai. That's first of all the place to say, even if she doesn't ask. And those who are Taino, the way the Chaimna brings it down and the Moshe brings it down, they say, Dafka, she wants you to go, asks you to go. And Moshe says, you should tell your wife it's not needed, and Betsy, you should not go. Only she says, I really need you. Then the Moshe says, the Maisha, then you can't go, why can't go exactly the Issa, and let's see what the Shalom, why exactly Moshe over here said, Betsy, you should not go. We see the core from the Mishnah Berurah, from Taisi Yishonim, even if you do not ask, the Maisha, you can't go. Standard procedure is to go. All people say, all your letters that says Maisha, you should go. Why exactly you have to even, your wife would say, I want you to go, and Maisha, why is Moshe saying you should not go? The Shemir Shabbos is his Kasher Moshe Blayb Tzarechin. It's a good Kasher of Maisha. And of course, Maisha, everyone should go, even if she doesn't ask. And if she tells her, no, please, I'd rather say, Moshe Rechanami, you should say if she lets you. Maisha is the Chiddush Otzim. Pashas, again, you learn the Sugyo. And the Locha, it sounds like Betzim, you should go. And that's how they're being done with Chaznish and others, that are Mazaris, and Maisha should go. The only question they come along and discuss, what happens if your wife says, I do not need you? I'm fine, no problem, I don't need you. What's the Locha in that case? So when Reuben, when he gave Shir about, he says, the Maisa, women think they're strong, and you convince her, it's no problem, no chil Shabbos, the Maisa is chutshu, and the Mada should go. And if the wife sticks to her gun, then the Maisa, he says he can't go. Where Shtumach writes in Shuvah, he says, the Maisa also can go, but he says, it really depends. But the first kid, she thinks so, but the first kid to go, no matter what she says. So, you know, you can have all the demurness they want, wait till they have the first real contractions, and start screaming, ghetto, where's my husband? They make the call like the Gemara says. Then the Maisa, the first kid of Adi go. Once she knows the feeling, she already knows, if she really said not to go, you don't go. Maisa outside of Shani, and those who say, no, Shlomo Zalman, and Benjamin Zilban, or Voz, and the Chodeshani says, no matter what she says, you go. She said, don't need you, I don't care, the Maisa, you go. Why things change, you never know what's going to happen. You can lead to Shalom, you get Koch Nefesh, she get terrified of whether the doctor says, now you do need a C-section, you do not have a cesarean. These things do happen, she does, these masses do change, and she thinks right now, fine, the Maisa, you never know, Shashroch, Koch Nefesh, and the Maisa, you should always go. So again, so if she says, son, hug the Maisa, especially the Americans, we all the Maisa go, even if you wife doesn't tell you the Maisa Klo, she expects you to go. Everyone here knows expects to go. They do say that showing your Shalmis, they're tough, they're strong. You know, the relationship with the husband anyway is a certain thing. They'd rather have the mother, not the husband. So fine, Echanami, that's the Zegeri to them, the Shaila. But the Vada, we 100% go. The wife tells you not to go, maybe first you go to marriage counselor, then Echanami, then you should go to the hospital. But even that, the wife tells you not to go, the Maisa, Shlomo Zalman, says you do go, and also, the Shalmis, the Maisa, we do go on Shabbos. Now, once the Maisa, we go with them in the car, the question is what happens if she, let's say she wants her mother and she wants a husband, then how much is less of a daiti, how much is being a mafunik? Seems to be not clear. Nishma Shabbos wants to say you have to be machmer, a banner being done, say you can't be mekel. The Chodeshani really depends, you have to judge a matzav, each case on its own merit, exactly if the mother has a right to go and the husband has a right to go. Fine, leave it each person, shashrochek, a banner be mekel, otherwise, or machmer in the Pekot Nefesh. But that's not a clear shiloh. They also discuss what happened. Maisa, your wife went, she couldn't find you. Maisa, you get home from shul, tell you she went to the hospital. Now we're talking about a yid driving just for you. But this is the right just for you. Still come along the Yisra Chaim Knievsky, when it says the Chanish was Mekel, how far was he Mekel? And the Chanish says, if your wife wants, a vada go even for the right, even the yid drive, a vada go afterwards. Maisa Nishma Shabbos says, she's afraid, she goes afterwards, whether it's the Shiva Taita, whether it's the end of Koch Nefesh. Maisa, still you go even afterwards, you give her the right, if you know your wife wants. Now your wife doesn't want it, something else. Levada, Pashas, all of us, I assume, a wife wants. We even go afterwards, or even do derisive. But Maisa, we do go. Another case again, the Suva Daitai, they discuss is, what about taking an epidural on Shabbos? Now first, taking an epidural during the week, now those who want time that is better, do it naturally, and it's part of the klala. Fine, Maisa, it's makubal, you take epidurals, and of course, you admit to take epidurals. Let's leave that on the side right now. What about taking it on Shabbos? If we're taking epidural on Shabbos, so really that's different shalos. First of all, is an epidural a dinder abon, is a dinder isom? I saw two swam say it's abon, two swam say it's isom. Yet this is back to what exactly goes on. What is an epidural? Epidural, first of all, you do, they put in the back a syringe. Now the shallow wire should be a derisa when they pull out a drop and they want to see if we got the right area. If some blood comes inside, they're talking about a case of derisa because nichleit had the blood inside. If it's not what they do, they know they got the correct place. Talking about drabonon, so fine. So one shallow talking about drabonon derisa. Talking about drabonon, mokum tsar. Fine, might say you should get a guy to go do it. While it's motor, even your solo will be good. But mokum tsar. That's once for why they want to be mekel lishma Shabbos and others. Tzad dealing a case of drabonon. A second for one that we make, come on, a buzz and a truman, chalik des, him and the Kerebo, Pnei Menachem, as truvas back and forth to each other, can you take an epidural on Shabbos? So the Pnei Menachem says, why you like to take epidural? It's nichle gedel le suve daitai. It comes a nice person down. Now, this lechur is a raya against netting a real by a case of a labor coach, lechur just to take away the pain, and the lechur labor coach also the same idea, take away the pain. So the Pnei Menachem holds nichle gedel le suve daitai. The baya with the gedel le suve daitai that the Ravaz doesn't like. So the Gedel HaSuvah Daita is only once you're matzah b'kuach nefesh. We'll get to the Gemara, we have three different levels of kuach nefesh. The Dam HaShoistis, or Yeshav HaMishpor, or your friend has to carry you. The Maisa, if you take you, if that's all, that, then when you're matzah b'kuach nefesh, then you have Suvah Daita. That means before and you can't take it. Before and you can't take it. Not in any three levels, you can't take it before. That's what Volta writes back to the name of Nachum. Nachum says it doesn't bother him. Why? He says anyway, they can't give it too early. I know the fact that you can only usually get one. You can't give it too early, and usually anyway you're after that matzah. And forget, they can't give it too late, else it won't help anything. They can't give it too early. Anyway, it's usually after that matzah. But Nachmin is, if they start finding out other drugs and they start giving the other drugs too early, might as well be a baya. You won't have the hetel of suve daita. It's only after when they matzah kuch nefesh. The way how it was is medical, it comes to the third reason. He said, I'll do it. It's mice, you have the Maggid Mishnah again. Once we have a Maggid Mishnah that says the mice, you can do things, you may chol, you lie to on Shabbos, but also, whatever you lie to, we may chol, lie to on Shabbos, therefore, get a vitzav, isha, vadi can be mekel. Therefore, the Archa Shabbos and others being down, even Archa Shabbos, even in case of the Reisa, the mice, you take away a pain, the mice, you can do on Shabbos, and the mice, I see what they do, but poil in the hospital, they're on Shabbos, the mice, they give epidoles, even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, they do that. And they seem to be covered that way. Again, as far as I've seen, I didn't see anyone who says usher. I just seem to argue what the reason is, why it's mutter. This reason, other than, again, there are four different reasons why it's mutter, but Maisa, everyone seems to do it on Shabbos. They do point out, Maisa, the pile of, again, I've seen, is that they make you sign a disclaimer or insurance form, whatever. The Maisa do it on Shabbos, not that simple. So they say, you shouldn't do that, they let you get away with it, which not always, it depends on what hospital you're in. But if you have to sign, you sign machinery with your left hand, mice to the case, you have one of them, mock and sound, if you sign machinery, that's how you should do it. Another thing they point out, the to Suve Daite, is let's say Aisha has her own private doctor, which is far away, and she comes to the hospital and sees her own a different doctor over there, she has a right to go call her own private doctor, she feels more comfortable with on Shabbos. Now he's taking care of the medical things itself. Come along the place and say that since she feels more comfortable, that person is only definitely getting a suve daitai, and simply as I want to say, definitely get a kuch nefesh also. Therefore, you tiny zavadi, you can go get the person's machal Shabbos, a yid, go drive to the person and bring the doctor. No problem, silas suve daitai, silas kuch nefesh. The Shabbos is also the chiddush. But the place can say this whole head to getting another doctor is when the get to calm the person down, or he's a better mumcho, or you feel more comfortable with the person. They all say in the get to money you can't. Let's say the doctor from you is costs you one amount of money, and the other doctor costs you much cheaper. In the get to money, or he's in the kufa, he's not in the kufa, the get to money of Vadi you can't. So if a Shabbos comes along and says, awesome chiddush, he kind of, if a person is really very, very expensive, and the guy who can then do his command, the lesser dummy, if he's not here at all, he sends you back to your old Siflon Bays, over there he writes nothing about that, I don't know what he's talking about. But Maisi says, it's very expensive, command the lesser, go machal Shabbos, even the guy to money, if the guy is extremely expensive, above the norm, is command the lesser dummy.
Would you use it for somebody else?
What?
Would you use it for somebody else?
But use it for somebody else?
There's nobody else.
I would have to. It's kuch nefesh. I don't. I said I point you. I think awesome chiddush. I don't know what he's saying. I said look. I ain't sure what he says. His words. I mean, hefesh mechir gadol oiv yomayis hakol. You are loyal. Soich mazurei pishdois asukum gvoya. You got another one. If you, I would not hard for. We'll get somebody else. He says it's like toich ruba and therefore command the lesser dummy. I don't have to go take it. That's a chiddush. Yeah, you have to do mechir. Where's getting it from?
I don't know.
Don't tell her. You know, get the husband. That's what you and
I thought.
Fine. It's getting late. Other cases. Sif Beis. That's Akan Sif Aleph about giving birth. Not Sif Beis. It's about giving birth to an Akam. on Shabbos. The first, it's very clear, you learn the sugya and the Madzara and the Rishen and the Pleiskim. They give birth an Akh and Maisa, we don't do it. Why? Because on Shabbos, during the week, we do it, we do it with Tatschar. On Shabbos, even Mechinim, we don't give birth to an Akum, because bringing them to Avodah Zarah, the Pleiskim be done in Mishmael, and Maisa cannot give birth to them. Show us what happened to the case of Avil. Maisa, they got tainas against you. This is very clear. The Rishen and the Pleiskim say, you can knock away the Eva. You can go tell them, I only help people give birth on Shabbos. Someone was Shoyim Shabbos. Since it's not Shoyim Shabbos, I cannot help you give birth. Therefore, there is no Eva. Once no Eva, therefore I cannot give birth to a guy on Shabbos. Says the Prima Gaon, but let's say you can't fool the guy. The guy knows. What do you mean you can't do that? You can't do that. Or the guy knows what malach is going on over here. There's no malach in birth anyway. Echanan says, Prima Gaon, and they have Hayam said Eva. But most goyim can fool them. They don't know the halachas. They don't know these inyanim. Therefore, once you tell them someone who is shoyim a Shabbat, they can give birth to. You're not shoyim a Shabbat. Therefore, there is no evil. Come along the place and say, therefore, by goyim, that they you cannot say the time to them that l'maisa you're not shoyim a Shabbat because they are shoyim a Shabbat. Therefore, on Shabbat, you have a right to give birth to them. Says the place you cannot do derises, and the rabbans also machzav shekel says you can't do mishpuras masopik, primogal masopik. L'maisa can't do derises. Why? But you're left in the case of evil. Come on, Mishnah Berurah, and he discusses, and he says, what about the doctors? Can they help out people much kuach nefesh? He says, people, even though Rabbani is not sure you can do, but the rice is the cool armor you can't do. And we see people on Mechal Shabbos, the Mezid, Vashem Yishmerenu, the mice that they do, he assumed the rice, it's not evil. He says, a pel on the moinam, how can they do, he assumed the rice, it's not evil. Have anyone ever been to an hospital, or you ever talked to any doctor, they're told, we do assume the rice, it's not evil. Hashem Yishmerenu. What's going on with the Mishnah Berurah? So the Maestro, before the Mishnah Berurah already, the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva about it, and he writes already, the get of Eva is only when it can be Eva without Hezek Gdoimo. When the Eva is the Lita Matko Koch Nefesh, Avada do case of the Rises, not even the Shiloh Poshit. And the Maestro point out, if a doctor, a Jewish doctor, will not take care of a Goy, the Goyish doctor will not take care of Yidin, it's Poshit, Bechush, they say that if you, with this guy, came out, that's one of the tainas about brain death or brain surgery, Gdoimo, Temler has, Maestro, if you you won't only take goyim or bring them, you won't take yidden. That's one of the tainas he has. Maisa's slip, koch nefesh. But actually, the maisa we see, the Pleiskim say clearly, is that if litamat koch nefesh, you write to do it in the raisa. The Moshe the tshuva about this. He writes, chot chavetz chaim, his words are, pella goyim chavetz chaim. Hak chavetz chaim writes, Hashem Yishmenu. The pella, vadala do a case to the raisa. He writes, you lived in Ruslan, you lived in Russia, of all people, you're the ones who are writing this. What, you have to say this? You know what they did? Took people on the drafted them into the army when they're 10 years old, didn't see 25 years. The anti-Semites are out to kill the Eden. Are you writing, Hashem Yishmenu, the vadala get a koch nefesh, the vadala not a shiloh. And the Moshe is writing, he's saying, and certainly, Bizmanenu, we have newspapers. And they say, Bizmanenu, 30, 40 years after Moshe wrote it, certainly, Bizmanenu, we have internet. One guy in India doesn't make a Shabbos for Goy. Tomorrow, the next day, the whole entire world makes a tumult, and they're going to have in the newspapers all around, like, they're write this, you know, they can condemn Israel for it, they can make it matzah koch nefesh. The vadi of Mechal Shabbos is my name for the end of a koch nefesh, and the vadi we do is Sim Deraiso. Fine, so my thing again, the Isra Mishnah Berurah, but again, come on, as I see, every and every poisek brings down the Mishnah Berurah only to argue with it. Who and the vadi we do is Sim Deraiso, a vadi get away with it, do it a shinui, do it a rabbonon, kal tchila, get somebody else to go do it, get a guy to go do it, that's bullshit. Void Agav, they point out, let's say you're doing a mitzad evil. Mitzad evil. Not mitzad, you want money for it, not getting money for it. Is that dinner abonah, is that dinner raiso? That self is aklaring. What is that exactly? So come along, you read the Psalm Sefer Kup Tzadik Dali, he says, Eva in itself is a mlocha shen tzrich lagufoy. Because you have no interest doing the act, you're just doing it to watch, the guy shouldn't kill you the next day, or shouldn't kill another yet. So you want taina, Eva in and of itself you're doing it, that self is a dinner abonah. But a Moshe Lishtosa, he had a true about this in the Chaim Chalik Dalet, and really we learn the Sugim Lachos, Shein Tzim Gufay, Marik, Havetzion, all this, is doing something mitzad Eivu, or mitzad Kibud Hove Eim, or Kedayim, is that Nechum Lachos, Shein Tzim Gufay? Father tells you to go do it, you have no interest in going doing that, so maybe it's Lachos, Shein Tzim Gufay. Maybe it's the case, Rabbi, fine, that's when we learn the Sugim then, we can have our Machalik Dapayskim, that's also the gate over here, that even though I say that only you're allowed to do abundance, maybe this case is there abundance, any case of Eivu. Fine, so Gimel is, come along and says, when does the Zman start the ending of a Yeledeth that she starts giving birth? The Gemara has three different Zmanim. She says, Dam, someone's al Mishpor, or someone cannot walk by herself. Alocha, we're very clear, we're Choshev, all three cases, Nifel Egedo of a Koch Nefesh. Now, first thing they discuss, this ending when it says, Dam Shosas, what about water breaking? Is water breaking Nifel Egedo, she's a Matzim Koch Nefesh? Now, first, it's very clear the Swarm right and the Matthias is when the water breaks, it can lead to an infection to the child. Nevadim is telling the child 100% it's kof nefesh. Nevadim machal Shabbos mitzad. You have to give the husband and tell the child. However, mitzad the sigur you hear of yeledes v'shia matzah v'kof nefesh is the yeledes kof nefesh, and they have that time to get to yeledes, to get to her. That's where the tumult is. That means you look at the old Shemir Shabbos, the new Shemir Shabbos. He switched that point over here. In the old Shemir Shabbos, he wrote that breaking water. He said that's nichlan shesestam. Now the new one he switched, and what he wrote over there was that's reishim. The reishim hold of it's not pkoch nefesh. It is pkoch nefesh. It's how the kid, but not mitzvah the sugi of yeledes and the gave to her of the yeledes. As far as we know, Gemara has three levels. None of the Shabbos had a case of mind. They had water for thousands of generations. Not new things to have water inside with the embryo sac. It's always been their water. So the Maya said, why did anyone say the case of water? So you want to tell you that true that mitzad kemchal Shabbos mitzad the fetus mitzad the yeled are being a chaylish, not nichol negeir of a chaylo. That was, for example, the suvei daite that won't be negeir to her. She's not in the matzah of a chaylo. She is with the kana. They have a hetter with suvei daite. The kid has whatever hetter you can do for the kid. Now those who seem to be factoring upon the Indian, maybe water will have the hetter shusar stam. Someone say no dap kedam, and someone say kenapi mechal Shabbos till dam comes out. Fine, but that's the pashas. That's where you can say again. Obvious doctors that tell me I've had kids that broke the water and nothing else happened. They maybe say in the hospital for a day or two. They say it's a kona. They check it out. They'll tell you mamash it's a kona infection. They make sure it's not an infection. Then they'll let you out sometimes. Not always, but the mice that happens is in the sakona. The mice do go on Shabbos. Now what is the shear of dam coming out? So those who want taina, the Ashur says the get is even a mashu, which they do point out that the words are shoyses dam. Pours out dam. This is a shell where the shear is. The Maisa, any issue who has dam coming out, the except maybe a case of some in the Maisa, 4 years grew up what to do, they always say anyway, Ishka Daki what to do, because the Maisa isn't the get called nevish. Even if she starts spanning or seeing dam in her 7th month, 6th month, 5th month, first thing you should do, sometimes I've heard doctors Rose tell me, they come to me first. They go to the doctor first. Why? First is find out the kid's okay. Then you go to the Rose, find out what the halacha is, what to do in such a situation. Siftal is halacha is what happens after later now. Once you gave birth, get a mouth over here, what's the halacha? So first, after later, there are, first, who is a later? The person can say a later, someone gave birth to a healthy child. Even in the case of not give birth to a healthy child, let's say it's mapelis, she's mapel. The halacha is even, once it hits 40 days, she definitely get a mapelis. You definitely should have a halacha of 3, 7, 11. That means someone had a mapelis after 40 days. Come Yom Kippur, within 3 days, eating Yom Kippur. My son, my palace has a get of being a mamash child, then you get the sugya let it says the poiskim. That's clear. Together to other things after 40 days, that's a shayla. Together to tumas later, negate to mislach stomim, to gain a leela toyo, negate to kfura, those things depend, 5 months, 3 months, those different yonim. But the get over here to your let to Machal Shabbos, or to Idiom Kippur, they say the get is anyone after 40 days, that's the case of the different get of later. Now, Gemara says 3, 7, 11. What does that mean? Rashi explains, brought about by the Paiskim. 3 means until 3 is Pekuach Nefesh. 3 to 7 could be Pekuach Nefesh. And from 7 to 11 is the Chalish Ein Bei Sekano. Now, until 3, what does that mean? The Machlokes among the Gedolei Achrenim, the Rishonim, is that Me'es La'es, not Me'es La'es. So the way the Chumash Deshin says, it's not Me'es La'es, it's 3 days, 3 physical days. You're born on Tuesday, means Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that's it. That's the Chumash Deshin says. The Mechaber and Hilchos Yom Kippurim passed away, the Bach, Mog Avrom, they passed because it's not Me'es La'es. Atzal Hasheni, the Rashi, the Ritva argue, the Mishavur goes the other way and says the Maisa, it's the other way around, it's Me'es La'es. And therefore, the Hongo, my colleagues among the Swarm, what exactly to do, the Maisa, since usually we deal with the Amat Kork Nefesh, Sava Kork Nefesh Lakula, and therefore can be Mechal Shabbos, or Yom Kippur, until Me'es La'es. That seems to be more than Hongo. Now, the discussion over here, we have an option, is it 3 days from Me'es La'es? The halacha is, we may take Me'es La'es over 3 days. What about fakert? If you have Me'es La'es and you don't have 3 days, what about fakert? What's the loch in that case? The Rishonim of Paiskim not discussing if you have Me'es La'es, that's the case of 3 days. What's the loch here? So how do you have that? Gukash, how do you have that? How can you have 72 hours without having 3 days? So they came up with the case, come along with the Isl B'Yashiv, you fly. You fly from, in his case, it's from America to Eretz Yisrael. So the Maisa, sorry, from Eretz Yisrael to America. So the Maisa, you have already 72 hours, but you don't have to have 3 days. So that's why they're flying. No, so you have the hours. No, they let you. They let you. Once you give birth, they let you on the plane. They only. Yeah, they let you. I've seen. They let you on the plane. The kids get. No, yeah. Passport's hard. But the mice, you get a clean health bill, the mice let you fly. Maaseh, now you're flying. Maaseh, what about the other way around? Maaseh, why do we show them places in this garden? Because they never had such a matzav. Maaseh, what about we had such a matzav? What is it by? If they come along the if of the Yashiv, he says there's a whole entire shalif fakert only Ma'is L'Eis. Everything is 3 days of Vadiyah. Of Vadiyah. The question is Ma'is L'Eis, do you say it even L'Kulat Kork Nefesh or not? But fakert, if you have it the other way around, say, yeah, Echonami, the color days, he says, Vadiyah, you make all the Kork Nefesh, the color days. Even the Ma'is L'Eis, he says, yeah, we don't. No one will argue that aspect. Ma'is L'Eis is only L'Kulat, not L'Chomro. Now, how does he know that? We have the Daik Lashon the Mishnah, he says. Now, we're saying again, 3, 7, 11, come along the Mishabu and the Be'aloch, they discuss, is that from the Ascholos later or Gemara later? For example, one of my kids took 2 days to give birth, only kid popped out 2 seconds, fine, but took 2 days. For three, is it 3, 7, 11? Is that a Meister? What? 3, 7, and 30. 3, 7, and 30. Is that a Meister from Ascholos later or Gemara later? Meister Shalom on the Paiskim, Vodum was in Gascholos later, Meister Anhogi seems to be the Choshuk and Kotzi Mishabu, which is Chalila, between Mekul and Vadikos and Gemara later, and the Shmir Shabbat, Chodshani, Yibi, even they say Vadikos and Gemara later, certainly with the Gedit Matkoch Nefesh, and Vadim Mekul goes to the Gemara later. Now what is Gemara later? The Meister also won't say what that means from the placenta coming out, which could be an hour or two later. That's part of the Gemara later. Just quickly through Sifei is the Indian of some of the Yeshivas on Mishpon, she dies, come along to Ramon, and Ramon says, Manenu, we do not take a knife through Shizrab to cut her open to save the child. The person will say, but Manenu is not true, we have technology, we have electricity, we know exactly if the person is alive or not alive. Therefore, but Manenu, we've not followed on Hunger to Ramon, Ravada, Maisa, we will open up the mother and take out the child to save the child on Shabbos. The Indian voice of Madhur, we discussed already, which again we'll get back to in Simon Shin called Kreshik Dalit, the very says to Magam Mishnah. On Siv Zayin and Ches, discussing the ending of a Ben Ches or a Ben Zayin. So again, come along the place in this one, they're very clear that as Manenu, anyone's a Ben Ches, we are Bechal Shabbos, do whatever we can. We have incubators, the mice that do live, they live a full life, they have a healthy life, no problem. And this is true in those days, that's how it was. A person would not be able to live. As Manenu, 100%, Yivachir, Chai Ben, and Loisam, and Avadu, or Bechal Shabbos, someone who is a Ben Ches, not even a Shiloh. That's when across the board, anything and everything, whether it's 6 month, 5 month, people, they, everything. Across the board, we do everything, because people live everything, across the board. If it's not possible, but whatever we, and if you're a doctor, you know, but otherwise, you know, we do everything. Just, now, once a kid is born, what? We don't know the Mitzvah, so we need to name it on it. Later. Just the last thing, the Meister, once the kid's born, you go to the hospital, the Meister, they'll do whatever they can to, they wrap it up, the kid, put on the heat, and they'll do everything they can. The Meister, one thing they do discuss, is cutting the umbilical cord, what exactly is the Issa over here. So the way how Mishabu brings down Be'alokha, and Machlokes, they did the Rabban, did the Raisa, the Elam is asking, what Raisa is it? Or why is it Rabban, if it's the Raisa? So the Issa, the Raisa, is Grazes. The argument, what the getter of Grazes is, the Meister, Grazes is something, they cutting off a finger, the Meister is not Grazes. Cutting off your hair is Grazes. What's the chalik between the two? So once in a while they want time the chalik is, because this is something that's not part of your body, this is part of your body. So your umbilical cord is not part of your body, should be a case of Grazes. So the Meister, why is it the only case of the Rabbanon for? The other one, Tanya, the reason why this is not a case, this is Grazes, not your finger, because your finger does not grow back, your hair grows back. The umbilical cord does not grow back. So it really depends, one child, what the get of Grazes is, it's one child. But wait, another question to get here, even if you want to tell me that umbilical cord should be Grazes, but Meister, the law is, once something is dead already, so the skin taking off, dry skin, the Meister is in the Rabbanon. Why? Because it's already dead on you. So anything that it's alive, taking off skin will be a, taking off nails will be a deraisa. Taking off a dead nail will be a drabon. What? No, it's cool. It's not part of the body, I think so. But oid, even once it is part of the body, no, that's not good. Then why is it deraisa for? But no, but oid, even want to tell me it should be a good deraisa, my son, Korah is going to fall off eventually within a couple of days by itself. Korah, once it came out of the mother's stomach, could be definitely dead or being dead. That could be the shikol das question among the Yishayim. That's why it could be a case of deraisa. But an adkan, you let us, but I'm going to sign out the sugar of Koch Nevesh.